You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Eden Hazard to score and Chelsea to win 7-2. Philip Coutinho to score and Liverpool to win is 9-1. Chelsea, David, will have been enjoying their title success after winning at home against Crystal Palace. But that match on Sunday just confirmed what's looked an inevitability for the last couple of months, really. Difficult to predict how focused they will be on this particular match. But you look through Jose Mourinho's record historically when he's won the title the last couple of times with Chelsea. They don't ease off noticeably.
They'll ease off here.
Do you think so?
I think Liverpool, you've got unmissable Liverpool at these odds. The last time Chelsea played Liverpool with nothing to play for, it was actually 3 years ago this week. I was at the game. Liverpool tonked them 4-1. They were so bad, Chelsea, that Andy Carroll scored. That's how bad they were.
That was at Anfield then.
It was at, I know. But, you know, they've just won the league. It's been a hard season. You know, what would you be? It's human. If you're human nature, just to go through the motions. Why? What's in it for them? They've won the league. They probably think in the players, well, you know, we deserve a rest. It's our reward here. And Liverpool still have it all to play for. Liverpool, by the way, have got a very good record at Chelsea in recent seasons. I think there's two wins and a draw in their last five visits there. I can't see Liverpool not winning this. I really can't. I just don't see Chelsea trying a leg. I've played in games. I know it's only amateur level and that, but it's still, you know, it's still human nature. I remember a couple of seasons when we'd won the league and we played against a team right at the bottom, who needed to win because there was even relegation at our level. And they battered us. They absolutely battered us. And we were miles better than them, but they battered us on each occasion because he's just given up. You've won the league, you've given up. Why should that be any difference in the Premier League? I don't think it is.
I think Jose Mourinho is probably the difference. But having said that, Derek, I mean, I've been kind of thinking about this game all week and thinking about what Chelsea will be like. And I knew what DK said. I knew that they didn't let up particularly. But I don't know if you saw the interview that he did after the game, Match of the Day, or you know, whether you saw it on Sky or whatever. He looked shattered. And he actually said, "I need a rest." Now I'm not saying he's gone.
Mourinho,
he's like, "I'm very, very tired, and I really need a rest." You know, I'm not saying he's just going to, you know, put his feet up on the side and, you know, and chuck it in now. But I was wondering if, rather than sending his team out how he normally sends them out, to be defensive first, and, you know, and make sure they get something out of the game against one of the fellow big sides. I wonder if you'll let them off the leash a little bit here, or maybe, you know, not be quite as, you know, dogmatic as he has been. And because of that, I think the Chelsea... I disagree with you, Derek. If Liverpool were in slightly better form, I could go along with it. But, you know, the goals away from home have really dried up. I don't really see where the goals are coming from. More kind of negative news about Sturridge.
That's a nightmare, isn't it, for Liverpool?
The goal, I mean, we said this last week. They've scored 47 goals this season, I think. Sturridge and Suarez scored 51 between them last year. They haven't got the goals for me. I only think that they'll be... I can't see how they break Chelsea down. I think the 11-10 is a tremendous price. Because you've also got that Chelsea home record. And that thing, you know, I can't imagine that they'll want to lose to Liverpool of all teams. I'm not even going for the 11-10, though. I've decided that I'm going to go even braver than that. I'm going Chelsea win and over 2.5 goals. I wouldn't be surprised if they stick 3 past Liverpool.
Oh, late now, you know, you're talking
11-5.
Well, let me give you another example of what I said about when once a team's won the title. I remember also Liverpool involved. In Arsenal had just won the league, I think it was about 1998. They played Liverpool again. Okay, it was at Anfield about 3 days later. Liverpool were 5-4. I remember writing, it's probably one of the greatest bets you'll ever see. Liverpool won 4-0. It's, you know... That's what
is that happened. How far you've got to go back to recall past glories, Derek?
There've been a few other ones since then. All of them lost, though.
Difference of opinion here, then. Chelsea 11-10, a great price for Lee, and Derek with an unmissable bet on Liverpool.
Mourinho
11-4.
Won't let them just go at it half cut, will he?
I don't think so. They've got quite a few hard-nosed players in that team, haven't they? John Terry included.
The other thing is, I think that, you know, I think if they were to, I'd have to double check this, but I think if they were to win the last three games, you know, they'd be on 92 points, wouldn't they? tremendous finish that is. Yeah. They could, you know, people have criticised them for being boring. They're not far off. I think their points total and the goals total won't be too far off the Arsenal Invincibles total. So I think they've still got pride to play for it, and I think they'll want to, hammer everyone into the ground rather than let Man City catch them a little bit.
Listeners need to tweet in, don't they? Who they're with here?
Hashtag Lee or hashtag Lee Phelps.
Let's move on to the live game.
To be fair, if we're looking at the naps, then Derek might just have the edge on this. Derek, you can be the Conservatives, I'll be Labour.
Never.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.